Welcome to the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Podcast, exploring sacred sexuality, activating life force, and empowered transformation. These intimate conversations take you under the sheets with faculty from ISTA, the International School of Temple Arts. I'm your host, Usha Rose.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Podcast. This is Usha Rose, and today I am speaking with Makatu. Welcome, Makatu.
Hi, Usha. Good to be here. Hi, everyone.
Nice to be with you. Makatu is a master of ceremonies, sharing his love through music, dance, sacred ceremonies, and transformative events. He creates spaces for people to connect and manifest magic. Makatu is the CEO of Lua.Earth, an emerging app for the conscious community. He's also the producer of various festivals such as ISTA Israel, ISTA Online, Dance Temple, and Ecstatic Festival, as well as a founder of Initiation Temple, a movement to support young adults on their soul journeys. He is an ISTA faculty and a graduate of Haydn Temple. Makatu is entirely devoted to serving the growing field of humans awakening into love, freedom, and power. Yes.
Big words. Who wrote that?
I love that. That last sentence is my favorite.
That's what I want to say. So maybe we're done. It's like, okay, this is it.
Yes, me too. Entirely devoted to serving the growing field of humans awakening into love, freedom, and power. It's so good. Yeah, well, welcome. We are planning on talking today about manifestation in the worlds of endless possibilities.
Yeah.
Another big subject.
Yeah. A huge one. Like, think about most of us as humanity now, we see specific things of people that are really successful. Even the people that run through those things or bringing their voice in one of those shows. It's like just the top people, Olympiada, Olympics games, or like, it's like you see them there and it's like, yeah, but I cannot do that. And I feel like we are in a time where you're actually less encouraged to make mistakes and bring yourself, and you kind of stuck with, I will never be as good. I like, people are really afraid now, even more today, to fail. And when you're not trying, when you're not failing, you're not, like, it's a part of the game. I feel like sometimes to people now to bring their voice out is more challenging than ever, even though you're safe and no one will throw tomatoes on you or rocks, like at least not physical one. So I feel like there is a general fear of really trying out and getting out of the norm or the box or what is acceptable in order to really do things. And we gave this name to this podcast, I guess, and there are endless possibilities. And I can try, or even just think about something, not even go and do it, just leave a moment of thoughts about an idea. Oh, yeah, but it's too much, and continue to another one. And we are really in a fast world of options, ideas, that kind of everything play into gray that is nothing. It's like just this chatter. And where do I take, out of this noise, what does my soul really want? Like, what is it that I'm going for that? And I'm laser focused on that. And I fully dream it and see how it's going to be, or at least I imagine, and really go for it. And I feel like this is very missed right now. People give up maybe too fast on their dreams or on things they might do. The amount of people, when I say about things that I'm doing, when I brought ecstatic dance to Israel, so there is a whole nice story about how that happened. But when I brought it to Israel, the amount of people, when I shared about it, it's like, oh, yeah, I wanted to do that. This is great. Like, of course, like the ideas are here, like doing a dating app for the conscious community. So many people wanted to do that. Bringing an ecstatic dance to your town. It's like So I feel like there is a place of choosing something and fully focusing on it. That was a lot of stuff. If you want to react.
Yeah. Well, congratulations that you created Lua and did the thing that other people have thought to do, and the same thing with ecstatic dance. And there is, yeah, I totally hear you. There's like lots of people have lots of ideas and only some people actually manifest them. And I'm hearing you say that you feel like people give up too soon is something that I heard you say. And also something that comes up for me, like you said, this manifestation in the world of endless possibilities, is there's also something to be said about picking one thing, committing to it and focusing on it all the way through. And what I see is like, there's just so much going on and so many possibilities that it's sometimes hard to just pick one thing and see it through. And I think maybe we're like changing our mind too soon and deciding, oh, something else looks better, and just moving on to the next thing without seeing something all the way through, which is a little bit, yeah, it's like there's just so many options and maybe a commitment to one thing, or also just giving up too quickly. They're related.
Yeah. I believe there is a room for actually any idea to manifest. If you truly believe in it and if you're truly going for it, the world is so diverse now that different scales, but there is room for your dream. So the first limit or blockage to cross is your own mind, basically. Or because the heart wants, the mind is like, no, calculation, it's not going to happen. What they will think of me. So we need to cross that first of all and start to talk about it as if it's already happening, like before it happened, to really live it through me. So people feel it and then like, oh, I want to join your dream. Actually, I was thinking about it as well. And I see that you're now dragoning this. So let's ride together. So that's the first thing. And the second one is, so I'm focusing on that and it's still in the distance. So I feel like humanity in the beginning will have the tendency to pull you away from it. Like your mom, no, what are you doing? Your friend, the example you saw, you tried a bit and it didn't work. So first of all, it will pull you, but if you will stay focused, the energy will switch. And all of a sudden you get this wave of people. Your mom is like, oh yeah, you can make money out of it. Or your friend, or you're like, oh, it's actually, I'm using mom. I don't know why, but I mean, yeah, she's relevant to the story, but it's important for her that I will succeed in her own terms. But it's in the beginning, everyone will go to their fears and will say their no from their place to, oh, it's working. Let's ride it. And let's invest in you. Let's give you free advisors. Let's support you. So it really depends. But I feel like there is a moment that you, let's talk about surfing, I guess, okay, or snowboarding. But there is the beginning. You need to create the movement, and then there is the flow. What I'm learning with Lua, you're riding the flow, and you need to do that at the same time. So it's not like linear, and like it's challenging all along the way. But maybe we're still in the beginning of how do I start to manifest something in my life? And in this place, you need to really trust, like really ask yourself, what is your soul calling? What is it that I want to do in my life? And yeah, you don't need to go now and stop your work and that's it. Maybe it's still serving you or maybe not. But there is something to do that you can focus on, that maybe in your spare time or in your full time. Some people said, okay, I'm dropping everything. I'm an artist. I'm painting and money will come through it. I believe in what I do. And they succeed through that. So one thing is to drop everything and do it now. The other is do it while you do other stuff. So for me, Lua, in the beginning, it was while I was doing other stuff. And now it become more of the majority of what I'm doing. But I gave it the room of, like GarageBand style a bit. Working after hours, making the room for it as it grows. Kind of like a baby.
Yeah. So the number one you're saying is speaking about it as if it's happening, committing to it. Second step is being in the trusting, being in the flow, even though there may be
arguments coming from around you, people judging you, other people's fears, maybe telling you you can't do it or things like this, and just staying focused and riding through that wave until other people get on board and see that you're doing it and see that it's happening. And then it creates this like momentum.
Yes. Going to the first one, for me, in all the project, I give them a name. I wake up excited about them. It's like Lua, wow. Yeah, she's the goddess of the moon. And she takes people to, it's like there is a story behind it. It's become a bit mythological. It's this, like, there is a higher cause immediately that allows me to connect to it and others as well. Also in other projects when I did, it was, first of all, I call it, it's here already. Maybe not in the form. And the same with Lua, it takes time. Now we are in the form, but it's an ongoing process to get to where we want. So that's the first one. And the second one, crossing all the doubts that are not yours. It's good to listen to them. Like, don't be afraid. Show your idea to 10 friends. Some say, don't show it to people because like no one is going to able to take you. So it's not about keeping your idea in secret. Anyone can do a dating app right now. And anyone can do meeting mystery like we do, for example. But it's like, who is doing it and what is behind it? So I would share it as much as I can. And then you get feedbacks. You change it as you go. Yeah, so those will be the two things to cross. After that, you get to this kind of a plateau. And it's all coming right now, just saying, okay? It's like, I didn't think about it like that till this talk. It's nice. But you get this kind of a plateau that you need to sustain and maintain your enthusiasm because now you're running for long. So it's not a sprint anymore. It's actually this ongoing every day. And in Lua, for example, we had kind of a crisis through that because we got to this plateau after bringing the app out in Israel that we needed to improve many things and upgrade. And in that time, there were a few months of business as usual. You know, we're waiting for this to happen. We're not fully advertising yet because it's not ready. And that was a very not healthy moment to be in Lua. Super happy. We shook it out. We woke up. We changed some stuff. And now urgency is back. Also, urgency is here. Like Lua is doing some really big things today. But I feel like now it's the time to go for long. And things take time. Like the best example for me will be ISTA and how me becoming a faculty or joining this entity, it was a journey. There was the beginning excitement and yes, this is my world I'm into. Oh, now I need to do my own personal work. And at the same time, I need to advance and listen. Yeah. So I'll add to that, that then there is the stage that you're riding the wave. And then in a way it's easier because things are coming to you. It's like, like in a way Lua came to me. Oh, of course, then it came through me and changed to what it is, but things are coming. Ecstatic Dance, it was after we were doing a really good event called Heartbeat, like in a community around it, something really special. And this dude from America came with two speakers and bought us two speakers and said, hey, you should do Ecstatic Dance in Israel. Those speakers are yours as long as you will do a weekly dance. Now we have 10 dances a week all over Israel and it's like exploding. So I feel like, so it's a mixture of the world is giving you the support. It's coming to you, the right people in the right time, and is still working hard, keeping the rhythm and taking care of this body while it's happening, which I find very challenging, like to really be in the balance of that.
So looking at the places where people get stuck, what do you feel like would be your advice, or what are some of the things you've done to support you in like getting past the stuck moments when things feel challenging or when there's doubt?
I mean, doubt is a good time for checking, like where the doubts are coming from, Is it based on my 7-year-old child that I was that got frightened in a situation that kind of were embedded in my head? And that's the time for me to, you know, in Easter, we're hunting shadows. So it's a good time to bring that and do some inner child work, which I'm looking into now, doing, going even deeper into this child, because I meet this child everywhere, running together, in management positions and in relationships. So I guess it's another place to grow. And if you see that it's coming from a fear that maybe you can overcome, it's a place to allow it and stay with it and not give up. Or maybe it will be a moment of, this is not the right thing to do. But you should know it, like you should really feel it. If you're just in your head about it, so it's not your soul calling. It's probably not that. Maybe you can make a profit business, and maybe that's what you should do. So in 5 years or in 2 years or whenever, you can be in a different place with more experience and then do your soul calling. So there are many ways to look at it, I guess. And each one of us are different. You know, if we go, there are many ways to explain this, but some people are people that have more the ability to start something and others are better in joining, and that's fine as well. So not all of us need to be CEOs, let's put it this way. Like, actually, it's better not. Like, we should find the joy in all this beautiful pie of creators, all this network of creators, and each one will do what he's supposed to do. So also sometimes I feel like we all want to be this thing, but actually, like, there's so many things to do. So maybe your dream is to manifest it together with people. And that's what I found lately. I'm saying that I'm polyamorous in business. We can talk about personal life as well, but in business, I'm literally having a lot of beautiful people that I'm connecting with and doing, I'm working with. On the Easter festival, for example, with Yehu and Advaya or other event, each one I have the right people to work with, and each one bring a different essence. So it's also maybe defining yourself a bit, not too much, not to limit yourself, but at least to see where do you shine. It doesn't mean you cannot do the other way, the other thing. Sometimes when we believe in something, let's say human design or something like that, it's really helpful. This is where I am. But we need to be aware that it's not going to limit you. Oh, I cannot be this. And then it's a bit dangerous. It's a mixture of becoming basically more aware on this ongoing journey. And I want to say that options will come. Like, looking backward now on all the projects and ideas that came, it's like, it's endless in a way. You just need to tap into it.
Yep. Yeah. So you use the word soul's calling, and I'm curious if you would share more about that and how to find your soul's calling. How do you know if you found it?
Yeah. So a lot of this, when I'm using those terms, coming from Haydn actually and the Mystery School, and it was really nice to be there for really meaningful 6 weeks to look at myself or beyond, like myself in relation to, in a really beautiful ways. And one way to look at it is maybe dividing our life in sevens, like, so the first 7 years are really meaningful. You kind of build up your personality and we can continue to that. I'm really moving now to where I am. I am now 41, almost 42, and I'm kind of in the middle of life. Yeah, probably going to live more than that, but let's put me somewhere now in the middle. And what I got from there is how on my journey till now, I was kind of climbing my mountain, my personality, building it. This is Makatu. This is what I do. This is what I achieved in my life. And I feel like from climbing to a certain point, which I feel like I did in some levels of my life, you're getting to the point of looking around and see the many big mountains that are laying in front of you that are much beyond your own story and things you climbed till today. And I feel like soul calling is asking, like, what is bigger or what is it that I want to merge that is higher than this, what I achieved in my life. And it's important to build this base, your ability to create, like, I got this. I got this game, right? I have my persona. I have my avatar. I know how to do it. This is very important. But what is beyond that? And how those two can merge? So my dream is to keep on creating spaces for people to connect. This is what I'm doing. If I really narrow what Makato is doing, I'm like creating safer spaces for people to grow. So Ista is clearly that, and Lua as well, the journey, ecstatic dance, of course, you know, and all of the rest came back into that. But basically what I want to say is, like, don't fall to the classic, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll reach this of those things, studying and job, and then pension will come, and then I can do some stuff. And that's a cycle, but I feel like it's not like a, like it can be healthier. Like, I feel like we can do it better. And already in an earlier stage, to be brave enough, it's never too late, to bring it and to say, you know what, I'm changing. Like, yeah, this is what I do all my life. I'm choosing to change. Maybe it's a relationship you need to leave. Maybe it's a job you're done doing. Maybe it's money you're serving. I don't know for what. Risk it all. Like, jump into the water. What will happen? Like, what will be other? You would live like a really, again, excitement and like stepping out of this so comfy way of laying back. And this is life. I'm trying to weave it together.
Yeah. So the soul's calling is like following your heart, not getting caught up in the normal status quo paradigms of life, like being willing to risk comfort for passion.
And you don't need to change your life right now. It can be in the small things.
Yeah.
Like, do now a month of a cold shower for 2 minutes. This is every day you're stepping out of your comfort zone. Life will be different, period. I do it. I love it. Yesterday I didn't, but because I have some back pain, but I do it and it's amazing. Or there are many things you can already do. Like, I'm taking it now to the creative side for a moment. Start to play a music instrument you always wanted and just go for it. Go to ecstatic dance every week and see your process through dancing. It's all the same. It's how you make love. It's how you dance. It's how you walk your life. Like, what do you do when you wake up? Are you on your phone? Like, what's happening in your life routine? Is it a life routine to this body mind thing to flourish? And of course, bring compassion to that. So whatever way, wherever you are right now, this is fine as well. And you can live your life like that. Sure. And maybe it's amazing. But what are the small steps and what are the bigger steps? And actually, all of them should come naturally.
Yeah, thank you. That's helpful, having other examples of like, what does it mean? But it's kind of about waking up, really. Like, not being so caught in routine and habits and the kind of humdrum of life and doing little things to feel more alive.
Yeah, and it can be in so many ways, right? Like, even at your work right now, the way you run your day, how do you check your emails, how do you get things done, like many things. Even if we can go there, even, and I see it now all as a spiritual practice. I'm getting better in business, which I don't know if you tell me, guess 3 years ago or 4 years ago that this is where you're going to be, I wouldn't guess. But this is what life brought me now, and I actually love it. And also the things I don't like to do. But, and for them, we can find other people to do it, because there are passionate people that will do the things you don't like, which that's another great thing. But you also, anyway, need to do things you don't like.
Yeah, it's more about the attitude and the energy that you're bringing to it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can take it to cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate also that you're speaking about, you know, not everyone has to be a CEO, for example, and it's more about like the purpose behind what you're doing. And if you're somebody who joins, to be showing up in service and to be offering like, what is my amazing skill set that is needed in this project to allow something to flourish that I have a part in bringing forward? You know, I think there's something interesting in our, that I see in our culture of just, you know, the ego's desire to be the lead or to be seen, and how to be in peace and acceptance of all the different roles that we need in order for society to function, and that they're all valuable and necessary. And how do we bring more gratitude and appreciation and honoring to all the roles that need to happen for life to flourish?
Yeah, Lua is a hive, right? And all of us has those things to do. And that's why I'm trying not to micromanage too much and go and shine. You do this now, go for it. And yeah, we not all need to be the CEO, but all of us need to have the sense and the desire to advance and express. So if it's just this job and this is what I do, working 9 to 5 in something, that could be hard. But if it's a job that we're inventing new stuff, you know, Dina, she's from the community. She just brought a week summit in Hebrew called Connecting to Love, sponsored by Lua. And 40 amazing presenters came, and 3,000 new people came, not new, but 3,000 people came to try the summit and also to try Lua. And she was owning it in such a beautiful way. You know, she got this fulfillment of, I'm creating something. Yes, it's a part of Lua, but yeah, we're supposed to work as a team. And not everyone, it's like, even think about the culture. I don't know how your engagement with Reels or TikToks or things like that, but it's, again, it's this small amount of people that share content and they're like, wow, look how they're doing the move. Few that are trying, embarrassed, but they're trying, and most that are just watching and watching and watching. And this is not a healthy culture. Like in Lua, we really want all to step forward on the stage for a moment, or into the community, and bring yourself, show up. So it's a bit more challenging because we used to be the watcher. And it's amazing because in ecstatic dance, you're not the watcher, right? Everyone is participating. In Lua, everyone participating. In Ista, everyone participating. Yeah, it's all connected in a really beautiful way. It's nice to understand it through talking, I guess, about it.
So circling back to the manifestation theme more specifically, is there anything else you want to share about those phases?
Yeah, I guess now with our phases, maybe I should, there is a system. We can brand it.
Exactly.
So many systems. And they're all right in a way, yeah? But I will just advise not to get too attached to any of them and find your own dance within them. But they're all good. They brought through people that had experience. This is great. Mm-hmm. I can recommend a book called, how do you say it in English? But The Science of Getting Rich, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's so old.
Yeah.
It's been written in the 20s, I think.
Yeah.
Or something like that, before anything. But it's so relevant. Some of what I said today maybe came from there, but it's more like calling the trust and the belief. Actually, so it takes it a bit more to a bit, not religious, but a bit more of like bring your true belief into it. I mean, it's all one big illusion. We're playing in this amorphic, ever-changing thing. I want to invite you to believe in something and go for it. Like there is room for it. And this is your prayer at night, right? This is how you do it on your own way. Yeah. Whether you love making and praying or drinking your coffee or doing your yoga or meditation or all of them. Or your blessings before you go to bed or before food, or find your way to call it. And it's not like, well, no, he's speaking this shamanic thing that I don't get. It's more like, bring it and vibrate it through you. And this is, that will be the way for it to happen. Like people will get attracted to that. Like when I now talk with people about Lua, like fundraising, for example. So the first thing they want to know is, they're not saying it like that, but they want to know that the CEO is vibrating this idea. Like he's going to make it. And that's what they're putting their money on. Of course, on the team, on the product, on all of us. But I feel like the first thing is like, what are you leading now? And how can you really vibrate it? And if it's not, it's in the head, change idea. Try something new.
Yeah. Wow. That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that piece. Yeah. It's the vibration, the embodiment. Yeah. You have to be fully on board. I mean, if there's like a thread of doubt, it's a leak of energy.
Yeah.
And it's not just, I mean, it relates to so many things, however big or small, you know, I'm thinking of like, you know, when I'm working with my clients that want to change their life around their relationship with their sexuality or orgasm or like something we're healing, right? It's like the first step is like looking at the connection to the body mind and where are their limitations and blocks and how do we transform those things so that we're in full fucking alignment with, I believe that I can succeed. And just constantly tracking, like you said, tracking those shadows that are leaking energy from the path forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not perfect. I can track now, like a few months ago, how I was leaking energy in the Lua process. You know, it's an ongoing thing and we need to.
Right.
Yeah. To trust the process, but also be aware when does it happen and know if needed to fix it or to change it.
Exactly. Being proactive, staying aware, staying present. Yeah. And I think that's where, you know, the commitment and the discipline comes in too. It's like staying committed to do the work and be proactive and recognize when things are getting challenging and what do I need to do to keep vibrating this alive and staying in alignment. And that's, I think, where you mentioned having a team where it's like calling on the support of your team and the, like the fullness of whatever is around you to support you.
Yeah, because you cannot do it alone. You know, you can start something, but if you really want to make a big fire, it takes a team. Mm-hmm. It takes feedbacks from the outside of, I believe in you.
Yeah.
Because they're not believing you will come anyway. So who is your team? Who are your allies? Who are you going to get advice? Because if you ask 10 different people that knows, they will give you 10 different advices, right? So
yeah.
It was a moment in Lua, I stopped asking for advisors. I had two that I trusted, that I kept, but the rest is like, okay, I don't want to know now. Like, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The doubt is will come through them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to also highlight that this is relevant and applicable, not just for like starting a business, right? But for like any, it can be a personal endeavor, you know, like relationships people were connecting with or a health program or, you know, fitness, like anything we're taking on in our life. It's like, even if it is personal, we still need support of our community, our friends, a coach, like people that are cheering us on and supporting us. So we stay inspired and yeah.
Totally. Maybe I should listen it to it again in relationship of relationship. I'll come with this.
Yeah, it applies. Okay. Is there anything else you want to share about this theme before we wrap up?
I just want to share my appreciation to be able to express it because it's me speaking, but it's also me listening. So it was great to allow this to run through me. And it really felt coming from all my centers and not just my mind trying to give you some wisdom. So I give thanks. I could be natural and allow things to come. There were definitely no script for that. So I'm happy it's recorded, actually. Great. Forever.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Thank you. It's a pleasure connecting with you and hearing about your process and creation, bringing ecstatic dance to Israel, which has exploded, and your project with Lua that's expanding exponentially. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
So we're going to close with some quick fire questions.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Sure.
The first one, you have 5 words or less to answer these.
Yes.
What does freedom mean to you?
Love, devotion, the ability to be.
Thank you. If you were a piece of furniture, what would you be?
It would be a really comfy sofa, but the big one, like with a cat on it.
What are you reading right now?
So a lot of my readings are focusing on Lua and business. So the one that I'm reading right now, maybe I should pull it, or maybe not. But it's like a book about starting a startup. Okay. And yeah, there's so much knowledge out there. So yeah, just how to make it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, what has been the single most impactful thing in your spiritual journey? This will be the last question, so feel free to elaborate.
Yeah. I mean, we cannot point, right, pinpoint, looking on all the life, there is this golden thread that brought me till this moment, so everything. I mean, yeah. being born, I guess, if I need to pinpoint one. But other than that, and looking at my adult life and the change, the process I'm in, I would say Easter level 1 week-long journey. And before that, my answer would be first time at the Burning Man in 2006 when no one told me what's happening there. So that was another week of really changing, but it's hard to point a moment. I would definitely say Easter embarked me on a new journey with my life power.
Wow. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice way to complete with a little plug for Easter.
Yes. And yeah, of course, we are a part of it, so it's easy to say, but it's actually like that.
Yeah.
This is truly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just thought of one more thing I want to ask you. If you could leave, like, you know, one thing you want people to walk away from this podcast with, from everything we talked about, what would that one thing be?
We can do more than we think, and choose your steps outside of your nice and comfy comfort zone. Like many ways to do it. Just choose.
Thank you, Makatu. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Podcast. To find out more about ISTA's retreats, online festivals, or to work with our faculty, visit our website, ISTA.life, or find us on Facebook at ISTA.life and on Instagram at ISTA_tribe.